Thank you, everybody, for attending. I'm going to talk today about the sorption, fractionation, bioavailability of arsenic in semi-arid soils of the southern high plains. Unfortunately, I'm going to focus today on the sorption part of the study because due to some out-of-control circumstances, we still couldn't finish the fractionation bioavailability, but we are still working on that. So the focus today is going to be on the sorption. As you all know, arsenic is one of the toxic elements in the nature. It's not essential element at all, neither for plant or animal or human consumptions. And the sources of arsenic can be either natural sources or anthropogenic sources. And for example of the natural sources, we have the sulfides, and for example, that primary minerals also that can contain arsenic, for example, the arsenophorate. For the anthropogenic sources of arsenic that are due to human activities, basically in agriculture, we have the pesticides and herbicides as the major source in agricultural use. And it also, in industrial uses, can be found in battery industries. Fortunately, in 1998, the EPA banned the using of arsenic in agriculture. That means it can't be used in herbicides and pesticides anymore. Now, one of the other sources that can be found in the southern high plains and in other areas where you have oil exploration, we have the hydraulic fracturing and corrosion inhibitors that are used for the oil exploration, and it's eventually going to reach the soil, and it might reach the groundwater. In the southern high plains, however, we have the Ogallala Aquifer, and the water, the quality of the Ogallala Aquifer is declining. And according to a very important study conducted by Scanlon et al., they listed the possible sources of arsenic in the Ogallala Aquifer, and as you can see, it can be either volcanic ash or variable origin, saline lakes, desorption from iron oxides, or flow from Cretaceous subcrops. So these are all possible sources for the contamination of the Ogallala Aquifer. They also had this beautiful map, actually, of arsenic and how it's distributed, and we can see that it can reach up to 164 microgram per liter, which is really can be a significant number, especially when it can reach the soil. So in the southern high plains, most of the studies we've been able to find only concern about the groundwater, and very few studies were actually concerned about what's going to happen to the arsenic if it reached the soil of the southern high plains, which is a very agricultural and very active area. One of the studies I was able to find is Vinny 2006, where they found that arsenic can be 6 to 7 times greater than worldwide soil backgrounds. And as we know, because Ogallala Aquifer is the source of irrigation, this amount, the 6 to 7 times, can be brought to the soil due to the irrigation. One of the ideas about conducting this study is to reach the remediation, to find out a suitable remediation technique that will help us to reduce the amount of arsenic that's going to reach the plant and going to affect the human. Also, this study is going to provide an extensive information on the chemistry of arsenic in the soils of the southern high plains, which wasn't actually a matter of extensive research in the area. As we said, the study objective examined the sorption behavior of arsenic in selected agricultural soil series in the southern high plains. We're going to know that in a while. Fractionation will be conducted on high arsenic contaminated soils, and the bioavailability test of arsenic will be also conducted using the physiologically based extraction test. Now, in order to also reach understanding of how much arsenic in the soil, beside the information we have in the Ogallala Aquifer that will give us an idea, we conducted another study about using the PXRF on the study area, and we reached a significant amount of arsenic that can reach up to 8 ppm in the soil. And the study is going to be a poster session tomorrow from 4 to 6, and it talks about how we did all the pricking interpretation, and we found also that arsenic can reach up to 8 ppm in the study area. Now, this is the Southern High Plains, as you can see, and our study, our focus is on the Southern High Plains, which covers basically Texas. The soil samplings, we collected samples from four different soil series, the Amarillo, the Arvana, the Patricia, and the Pullman. Then, all the soil samples we collected were subjected to usual preparation, which is to grinding and sieve to pass 2 mm sieve. And I prepared a stock solution of 500 ppm, and then it was subjected to a serial of dilution to end up with this initial concentration of 0, 2.5, 10, 20, 50, 100, 250 ppm. We brought 2 grams of each soil series. The experiment was replicated twice. So each soil, we weighted 2 grams and another 2 grams. For each soil, we added 20 mil of the initial concentration listed above. It was subjected to shaking for 24 hours to ensure a reaction happened between the soil and arsenic, and then centrifuged and analyzed through the inductively coupled plasma OES device. The results we found, this is a graph for the concentration, the equilibrium concentration of arsenic and what we originally we originally added to the soil. And we can see that there's a variation between the different soil series we presented. We also tried to fit the sorption results for both Langmuir and Frendlich models. As you can see, this is the sorption analysis fitted on Langmuir model, and this is the sorption analysis fitted on the Frendlich model. Now, these are the parameters, the output parameters from the sorption study. Now, we can find that from the R-square values, the Frendlich is more suitable for data to be fit on that model because it has higher R-squares, and the from the K-values of the model, we can conclude that Patricia has a higher sorption rate, Patricia soil series has a higher sorption rate than the other soil series presented. For the maximum sorption using the Langmuir model, we can find that Arvana and Pullman, they have the higher sorption maxima for arsenic, reaching 1,250 ppm, while Amarillo is the lowest with about 800 ppm. Now, the sorption behavior was better described, as I said, due to the values of R-squared through the Frendlich model. And the Arvana and Pullman soil series have the highest sorption maxima, and the rate of adsorption for Patricia and Amarillo series is the highest, while Pullman series has the lowest adsorption rate. And back to the Frendlich model, we can notice that Pullman soil series is off the values compared to the other soil series. When we go back to the properties of this soil, or the taxonomy of the soil, we can see it's the only mollisols which contain high clay, and that could be the reason for the odd values, not the odd compared to the other soil series. The future work, what we are hoping to come out from this study, is for understanding the chemistry of arsenic in the Southern High Plains, which is a matter of rare studies, and understanding that in this area, that will also help us to reach for other similar areas, whether in the United States or worldwide, and that will give us an idea about the chemistry of arsenic and probably reach a way to remediate it and decrease the reachability or the availability of arsenic to the human system. And the study, the fractionation and bioavailability also, and as I said, evaluation of soil arsenic remediation using pure compound of local waste, which could be a really good option for the future of the remediation. And thank you very much for listening.